He says an Obama-era law granting more power to state and local governments to decide how to best use federal education funds. Delaware's ESA plan was rolled out at the start of last school year. It seeks to cut student non-proficiency in half statewide by the end of the federal grant program in 2030. Bunting says the state is monitoring the progress of subgroups as well as the overall population.
When I'm talking with the superintendents, ask them to look at their data carefully and recognize the challenge of a particular subgroup. In some cases, it's our special needs students, or we call them students with disabilities. Sometimes it's our English learner population. Sometimes it's the children who are living in poverty.
Bunting adds a new electronic report card will be made available this December. It will track the academic progress of student populations as well as the use of funding statewide among districts and at individual schools. Bunting emphasizes an advisory group made up of local stakeholders played a strong decision-making role in formulating Delaware's ESA plan. For Delaware Public Media, I'm Nick Shalino.